This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The governor of a key eastern Ukrainian city is acknowledging that Russian forces are advancing in heavy fighting, but he says the Ukrainian military is holding back the enemy from three sides in Severodonetsk. As fighting remains fierce in the eastern Donbas region, NATO members are pledging to send more long-range weapons to Ukraine, whose troops are outnumbered and outgunned. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Wednesday the United States will send an additional $1 billion in military aid, the largest single contribution of weapons and equipment since the war began. Germany says it will provide multiple launch rocket systems. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the military support brings us closer to a common victory over the Russian aggressor. Two U.S. veterans from Alabama in Ukraine assisting the war effort against Russia have gone missing. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The men are 27-year-old Andy Ty Wynn of Trinity, Alabama, a former Marine, and 39-year-old Alexander Druk of Tuscaloosa. Congressman Robert Aderholt says Wynn had volunteered to go fight with the Ukrainian army, but relatives haven't heard from him since June 8th, when he was in the Kharkiv region in Ukraine's northeast. An aide adds Wynn and Druk were together. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby.
If it's true, we'll do everything we can to get them safely back home.
But Kirby adds the administration is discouraging Americans from going to Ukraine right now.
It is a war zone. It's combat. And if you feel passionate about supporting Ukraine, there's any number of other ways to do that.
If confirmed, the pair would be the first Americans known to have been captured fighting for Ukraine. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The panel of lawmakers investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol last year is set later today to hear testimony about how former President Donald Trump pressured then-Vice President Mike Pence to thwart Congress from certifying that Democrat Joe Biden had won the presidency. Pence was presiding over Congress as lawmakers were in the initial stages of the state-by-state count of Electoral College votes to verify Biden's victory when about 2,000 Trump supporters stormed the Capitol to disrupt the proceeding. Former Attorney General William Barr and numerous aides have told the committee that in weeks between the election and the insurrection, they told Trump his election fraud claims were baseless and that he had lost the election. Well, the House committee investigating the Capitol riot has released video of a Capitol tour led by a Republican lawmaker before the riot. The AP's Ed Donahue has that story.
Georgia Republican Barry Loudermilk led the tour. The video shows participants taking photos of stairwells and tunnels in the complex. Video was also released from the day of the riot from a person identified by the committee as a participant in the tour the day before.
We're coming in like white on rice for Pelosi, Nadler, Schumer, even you, AOC. We're coming to take you out.
Loudermilk says none of the areas they went to the day before were breached, and the committee is doubling down on their smear campaign. He has denied any wrongdoing. Capitol Police determined there was nothing suspicious about Loudermilk's tour. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Amid a major stock market downturn, sharply rising inflation, and plummeting consumer confidence, the Federal Reserve Board interest rate setting body decided Wednesday to raise interest rates by 0.75% in the hope of taming runaway prices. Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell indicated that more rate hikes are on the horizon, with another 0.5 or 0.75 point increase likely next month, and other increases in three further meetings before the end of the year. With temperatures breaking parts of the U.S., one city in Texas has gone without water this week. We'll get more on that story from the AP's Julie Walker.
Weather forecasters expect it to reach 99 degrees in Odessa, where officials say crews are working to restore service. The city's water treatment plant went back online today and could take another half a day or more to recharge. 165,000 customers lost water after an aging main broke on Monday. The city, which is located about 330 miles west of Dallas, plans to distribute water to residents as well as deliver water to nursing homes. I'm Julie Walker.
And for more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting via remote. VOA News.